Summer's hottest monster, RX93.1 Monsters. Hello and good afternoon to a special edition of Good Vibes. Because in the studio with us, we got Max, y'all.
Glad to be here.
Yes. Multi-platinum recording artist with over 2.5 billion streams, toured the world multiple times, now back in the Philippines with the release of his third album.
Yes, so to all the people, if you just arrived, if you just tuned in, we are live on Facebook, Twitch, as well as on YouTube. Of course, please are joining the people in the booth as well. Make some noise for Max.
Congratulations.
Well, before we talk about the album, though, I mean, this is your second time in the Philippines. You were in South Korea just yesterday.
Yes.
The weather is super different.
Very hot here. I love it. I've learned so many variations
of
hot in the last few days.
Okay.
In Tagalog. Yeah. A lot of learning. What was that? Ang
ilet.
Ang ilet. Ang ilet, no? Ang ilet, no?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yes, I have a lot of tank tops with me for my performance.
Perfect. You are ready for this weather. All right, but before you came to Manila, you actually came from Korea.
Yes, I was.
So you were in Seoul, and actually there were some TikTok videos of you trying on different snacks. So did you have any favorites trying those snacks?
I don't know what any of the names were. I just have named them like Really Happy Potato Guy, etc.
Really?
And I think that guy was my favorite. Happy Potato Guy, whatever snack that was.
So for all the monsters who are listening, want to go to Korea, look for that Happy Potato Guy.
Has he looked like on the packaging?
Yeah.
He's a potato, and then he just seems to just be very happy.
Okay, there we go.
I think it was like a tomato, almost like a tomato fry. It was really tasty. And I had these wasabi almonds that were amazing as well.
Oh my gosh, I think I know what you're talking about. I just don't know the name.
They were spectacular. Oh, also, again, cute character on the packaging, wasabi almond.
Is it like it's an animated almond.
Yes, exactly.
I love
that's
it.
That's like cute. Wasabi guy.
Cute almond wasabi guy,
you
exactly.
You should also try honey butter wasabi guy.
Yeah? Oh, I would love to try honey butter wasabi guy.
Yeah, it's really good. And I'm really glad to have you here. Glad you enjoyed your time also in Seoul. And now you're here also, of course, just to, for one thing, take it all in since 2016. A lot has changed since you've been here. And also, you have your third album, like you mentioned, Love in Stereo. So, a lot of exciting collabs, right? In this, Suga, you got Keshi, Kuyunjin, Jake, Bazzi. So, walk us through, like, how this whole thing came to be. All the collaborations. How did the meetings happen?
Yeah, the collaborations are always, they're always organic. They're always natural. But sometimes it is really wild. Sometimes the universe just has a plan, I like to say. And you just have to go with it. Like, Jin, I'm really grateful that I get to work with the BTS team often, whether it's with Suga for our solo releases, but I also co-write songs for them as a project. Like I co-wrote Yet to Come for them, and so I work with a great producer, P-Dog, every time I'm in Korea, and I was there. And while I was working with him, they asked me like, would you want to try working with the Seraphim, you know, that group? And I was like, oh yeah, I'm a big fan, I would love to try. And I went, and then I arrived, and they gave me an album, and Yunjin had written me a little beautiful note saying that she wanted to work together, and so I got to meet her, and again, it was just the universe's plan for us to come together, and then
it all plays out.
It just works.
Amazing.
Yeah, and she's from New York, which is really crazy. I'm from New York, she's from New York, and so there were a lot of connective points that brought us together, and Stupid in Love was one. So, all the collaborations are basically like that. It's just somehow, it just is natural, and we meet, mutual respect, and we get to make music, which is great.
So many good classes, so many tracks, third album. How did you start the writing process?
Yeah, great question. It's crazy because there's a song called Butterflies on the album that is, I did it so long ago. I did it like 5 years ago and it's still on the album. And so I feel like my album sort of, some songs just wait till the next album. And so they kind of, you know, I just write a lot of songs and they just sort of go in and out whether they're right for which album. But this one, it just made so much sense with that song and all the love songs coming together. And so, yeah, some are 5 years old, some are 6 months old.
And you also released like a TikTok, like unreleased songs or like songs that didn't make it to the album.
Yes.
One of which had Keke Palmer as a featured artist.
Yeah, yeah.
And as somebody who like watched Rags, hello, by the
crazy.
Way.
Crazy. Oh, hey, I follow my dreams.
Exactly. Charlie was like singing about like following his dreams, fighting his nightmares, something like that.
Yes.
And now you're pretty much living the dream.
I'm so surprised. I didn't realize the Nickelodeon was watched in the Philippines, which is awesome. I love it. It's great. Yeah, yeah. So I, yeah, that was amazing. So I appreciate you for supporting me since then. Whether someone's just hearing me for the first time or they watched that movie, that's awesome.
He's here.
Yes. But yes, that song, that unreleased song with Keke. Yeah, we've had it forever. I mean, talk of a song. Like, that was a song that JoJo the artist started like 10 years ago or even longer, like 15 years ago. And then I co-wrote it. And then we kept like just evolving it, and so hopefully it comes out at some point with Keke because she sounds great on it.
Awesome. Wait, the unreleased, so there are unreleased tracks, and so you think are you thinking of like you're waiting for a right album to release it,
yeah,
or to arrange it a little bit?
I might make a deluxe album for this album when I get home, you know. It's the music's always flowing, whether it's for me or I get to co-write for other artists, so yes.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. And so, okay, so Stupid in Love, though, like,
yes,
that track is about your wife.
Yes.
And she's been an inspiration to a lot of your songs. And then now there's also three of you, which
yes,
is, you know, of course, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
A growing family for sure. So how much of your life has changed?
So much. I think anybody that has had a child or multiple children, it's your whole world becomes about them, which is the best. And I love my little girl, Edie Celine. She's the best. I miss her right now. I get to see her in a few days. But she's everything. She's just changed my perspective on my entire life. And nothing else matters as much as her or as my wife. So the career stuff, I love doing what I do and I'm passionate, but it comes second to them, which is really beautiful and empowering. And I love going to swimming lessons with her and going to school with her. That's my favorite stuff.
And how has your routine been, though? Like, with music, with your career, with your family? Are you still able to write like when she's there, or do you have to like take time away from everybody?
Yeah, luckily, what's crazy is a lot of the music you hear is made in my parents' garage. This is a real story. And my mother makes muffins. It's a crazy thing. Like, some of the most insane artists, Keshi, all these crazy artists have just been in my parents' garage eating my mother's muffins. And then we make these songs like It's
gosh,
You. And
awesome.
So a lot of times my daughter gets to go over for a play date with my parents, and I'm writing songs in the garage, and then I come and hang out. So I've been really lucky to balance the family life with it and have great writers and artists who are all about that, which is so nice. And I think it also attracts that energy. Like, Keshi's a great example. We became Beshies, Beshi Keshi.
I learned today.
But we met and you know, I think that was part of why we bonded so much. He just was enveloped in my wholesome universe with my family and stuff, and he has that in him, and so we bonded over that and made a song. So that's often where the music gets inspired from.
For sure. Yeah. And I can't wait. And I'm sure this will happen too, because if your wife was an inspiration to many of your songs, I can only imagine that your daughter will eventually become an inspiration.
Yeah.
And maybe you have some lyrics in mind already forming.
Yes, I have two songs about her on this album, actually.
God,
yeah, the last song is called Edie Celine. I wrote it for her in my arms in the hospital when I first held her. And then there's another one called Love Never Felt Like This, which is also about her.
Yeah,
so that's...
Can we go on break so I can
Will we be hearing it, though?
Like, oh, maybe. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm playing the shows here in Manila the next few days, so I'm definitely planning to play.
Before we go
like
back
this.
To the little chit-chat that we have going on, though.
Yes.
Like, invite everybody. Where will they see you now you're here in the Philippines?
Yes, UP Town Center tonight, 7 p.m. I'm really excited on Friday. Tomorrow, we're at Ayala Malls, Manila Bay. Let's go. 7 p.m. tomorrow. And then finally on Sunday, 6 p.m. at 1 Ayala
Makati.
Yeah, there we go. I've been getting better each time I promote it. But I'm excited to... I haven't done a show here in so long. It's going to be great to perform all these songs for the fans.
How does it... how are you feeling right now? Since this is like a couple hours before your first show back in Manila. How are you feeling? What are the emotions coming back in front of your Filipino fans?
I feel great. It's funny. I feel like I get this a lot with shows. Like, I'm very depleted in energy. Like, I'm feeling good right now. But like, my energy's depleted. And then when I got on stage, it just... It's all in. So the fans really give me the energy. I give it back. And it's I'm excited for that, you know, just to have that connected experience.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and it's something that everyone who listens to your music is so excited to hear, because it's just something that many of us are just like really excited to hear you live again back on stage here in Manila in the next three days.
Yes.
Actually, in the next 2 days and tonight.
And tonight, baby. Let's go.
And speaking of fans, though, a lot of fans have been wondering, with all your K-pop collabs also, I mean, you did mention also in a 2020 article that you want to collab with more K-pop acts, also Filipino acts.
Yeah, yeah.
Among all the challenges, the dance challenges.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite? Or, like, who was it? Like,
oh, my favorite dance challenge. Yeah. Oh, that's so hard. I have to choose one. It was awesome to do it, obviously, with Yunjin in person was so special. Hoshi from Seventeen and I are really good friends, and you know, just do a little harangue. It was really fun. He's like the best dancer ever too, by the way. He just has such an incredible, like, just a personality to his dance. I always feel so. I need to learn from him to be a better dancer. So that was amazing. I'm trying to think of JO1 in Japan. They're a really great group. I did the dance with them, and they were great. And so those are three. But I've gotten to do it with so many amazing people. I feel really lucky, and I'm always trying to be a better dancer because I'm dancing with these amazing dancers. Mm-hmm. I think I'm meeting some people here in the Philippines in the next few days. I'm going to dance with, by the way, some very exciting groups. So hopefully people will see those soon.
Also try. We're going to attempt to do the TikTok challenge here.
Attempt being the operative term.
Yeah. I would love that. Yeah, shout out.
Speaking of artists here in the Philippines, any collabs or like is anything in the world?
Oh, we'll see. You know, I'm
dream collabs.
I met Pio from Lola Amor this morning, and he was awesome. I'm meeting like 7 people in the next few days, so we'll see again.
Oh,
we'll see. We'll see if we'll see what happens. I'm excited to meet people.
I love how just the universe works for you.
I'm trying. I'm trying to like just. I'm such a. I go for things so often, but I think it's a good lesson to sometimes just like receive a little more. Yeah.
For sure. And so, okay, third album traveled all over the world. Who is the artist or celebrity that you've met where you felt the most starstruck?
Stevie Wonder. That's the one for me.
Yes, I would agree.
Yes. That was the one.
Me and Nikki were like, oh yeah.
Yeah, it was a crazy. That specific experience, I was working with the producer Pharrell at the time, mm-hmm. and Pharrell was doing an album with Snoop Dogg. Mm. And so all of that together, and the day that it happened, they were like, he's coming today. And I was like, who's coming today? And they're like, Stevie Wonder. Oh. And so I got to be in the corner watching Pharrell and Snoop Dogg freak out over watching Stevie Wonder record. And just being that three, you know, levels, it was amazing. But the thing I learned was that Stevie Wonder, even at this point, as he was recording, he was such a perfectionist. Like, if he felt like he was off, he was like, go back. And it was really humbling to see that even somebody at that level mm-hmm. can be so, you know, passionate about their craft at mm-hmm. no matter how long they've done it. So, yeah, I freaked out. It was amazing to meet him.
And so I want to know, like, were there any takeaways, I guess, from observing that or even being in the room with Snoop and with Pharrell?
Yeah.
What are some, like, lessons that you're taking with you?
Never think you're too cool for anything. I think it was amazing to see that Snoop Dogg and Pharrell, who are icons to me, were fanboying out over this moment. They were so excited, and I think it's so important to like remind yourself of the joy of these moments, not act like you're too cool for it. It's like Stevie Wonder's right in front of us. There's no reason to not feel like this is an amazing thing, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to be like with sunglasses in the corner acting mm-hmm. like it is. You know, it was cool to see that they were like looking at each other being like, wow, this is crazy, right? Like, he's doing this. So that was really cool.
Awesome.
Speaking of cool, though, a couple of last questions before we finally let you go, sadly,
make TikTok.
What's something cool that you experienced recently, or like maybe while you're here in the Philippines?
Oh my gosh, something cool that I experienced recently. I mean, I've been having so much great food. Okay, what did I do today? I saw the singing chefs and waiters. We went to that lunch. That was so cool. Every single person had the best voice. They made me get up and dance with them.
Oh my God.
We all danced together. What an experience. The food is great, the experience, and I just feel like I'm blown away by the talent in this country. It's insane that everybody can sing so well. It's so nuts.
And also, since you are going to be here in the next few days performing, are you going to have a couple days maybe to travel a bit?
Hopefully. It's kind of fun. We did the full music video for Stupid in Love in Korea, and we explored. Mm-hmm. And then we did one in Japan that's not released yet, and we're going to do one here in the Philippines too. So it's been cool to do a video for each song in each country we get to go to. So we're going to do one for the Philippines fans. It'll be fun.
Love it. One last message to all the fans.
Yes, salamat. Thank you guys so much for listening to my music, and I'm so grateful to be here, and I can't wait to perform properly tonight in the next few days.
Awesome. Oh my gosh, Monsters, give it up for Max.
Let's go, Monsters. Thanks, baby.
Monsters. And once again, don't forget to catch his concert. This is happening tonight in UP Town Center, tomorrow in Ayala Malls, Manila Bay, and the last one in One Ayala, Makati.
Yeah, Makati. Swat there you go. I need you to come with me everywhere I go.
Right? I got you.
Thank you.
Right. There we go. Without anything else, thank you to all the monsters who have kept it locked and watched also live stream on YouTube, on Twitch, and on Facebook. And yeah, show some love to Max when you guys see him, catch him
Sing
on
along.
The concert. And Gail will also be there.
Let's go, baby. Let's go,
hello.
And for now, keep it locked. Only here on The Monster. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Much love.